जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारिणी, यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन, यामुना पीडावन चारिणी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranikai, Jaya Gauranikai, Gauranikai, Jaya Gauranikai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada.
Yugadharma Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tatho Jayamudiraye Nashta Praeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 28, Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text 13. Yavano Paruddha Yatano Grastayam Kala Kanyaya Puryam Prajvara Samsritaha Samshashtaha Pura Palon Vatapyata Yavano Parudha Yatano Grastayam Kalakanyaya Puryam Prajvara Samsrishtaha Pura Palon Vatapyata Yavano Parudha Yatano Grastayam Kalakanyaya Puryam Prajvara Samsrishtaha Pura Palon Vatapyata.
Yavano Paruddha Yatano ग्रस्तायां कालकन्यया
ग्रस्तायां कालकन्यया
पुर्यां प्रज्वार संसृष्टः
पुर्यां प्रज्वार संसृष्टः
पुरपालोऽन्वतप्यत
पुरपालोऽन्वतप्यत यवनोपरुद्धायतनो
यवनोपरुद्धायतनो
ग्रस्तायां कालकन्यया
ग्रस्तायां कालकन्यया
पुर्यां प्रज्वार संसृष्टः
पुर्यां प्रज्वार संसृष्टः
पुरपालोऽन्वतप्यत
पुरपालोऽन्वतप्यत
यवनोपरुद्धायतनो
यवनोपरुद्धायतनो
ग्रस्तायां कालकन्यया
पुर्यां प्रज्वार संसृष्टः
पुर्यां प्रज्वार संसृष्टः
पुरपालोऽन्वतप्यत
पुरपालोऽन्वतप्यत
What word meaning? Yavana. By the Yavanas. Uparuddha. Attacked. Ayatanah. His abode. Grastayam. When seized. Kalakanyaya. By the daughter of time. Puryam. The city. Prajvara samsrishtah. Being approached by Prajvara, Purapalah, the city superintendent, Anvatapyata, became also very much aggrieved. The city's translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The city's superintendent of police, the serpent, saw that the citizens were being attacked by Kalakanya, and he became very, very aggrieved to see his own residence set ablaze after being attacked by the Yavanas. Purport. The living entity is covered by two different types of bodies, the gross body and the subtle body. At death, we can see that the gross body is finished, but actually the living entity is carried by the subtle body to another gross body. The so-called scientists of the modern age cannot see how the subtle body is working in carrying the soul from one body to another. This subtle body has figuratively described as a serpent or the city's police superintendent. When there is fire everywhere, the police superintendent cannot escape either. When there is security and an absence of fire in the city, the police superintendent can impose his authority upon the citizens. But when there is an all-out attack on the city, he is rendered useless. As the life air was ready to leave the gross body, the subtle body also began to experience pain. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीरामकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशान्वितांश्च नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूये श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मोकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं। Hare Krishna. So we are discussing a very nice topic, the topic of death, which is cherished by everyone, at least us as Brahmacharis. So here we see Puranjana is almost towards the end of his life and the entire city is set on fire. And in this particular verse, we are talking about the pulis, that is the serpent. The five-headed snake that we're talking about, the life air. And here it is very clear, Prabhupada is saying that these five air that we're talking about, prana vayus, so that belongs to subtle body. So here Prabhupada is saying that in the translation, the city superintendent of the police, the serpent, saw that the citizens were being attacked by Kalakanya, that is old age, and he became very aggrieved to see his own residence set ablaze after being attacked by the Yavanas. So basically, the fever of death has started, and in the previous shlokas we saw, it is called as Vishnu Jwara, Prajwara. So these are the different words used, you know, for that fever, 107 degrees fever. So in this particular purport, Prabhupada is talking about the gross body and the subtle body. So as all of us know, the soul is covered by two coverings. One is the subtle body, made up of mind, intelligence and false ego. And the other one is the gross body, which we all can see, which is made up of pancha mahabhuta, earth, water, fire, air and ether. So here, the talk is about how the subtle body feels the pain. Now, whatever is happening to the gross body. So nothing is happening to the subtle body, nor it is happening to the spirit soul. So it is very clear, philosophically, at least on the theoretical platform, we understand that spirit cannot be touched by matter. Not possible. Spirit is on the higher level and matter is always inferior. Spirit is always superior. Krishna also confirms this in 7.5. Apreya mitastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho ye yadam dharyate jagat. So when it comes to living entities, they are always superior and they are exploiting the matter which is inferior. So matter can never capture spirit. This is a very important point to note, that matter cannot capture spirit. Now, when the matter is going through some situation, or this material body is going through some situation, so how come the subtle body, which is nowhere in touch with the material things, those are there, the gross things which are there in this material world, and the spirit soul, no, which is much higher, even than subtle body, how come that these two entities are feeling the pain? How come they're experiencing the pain? So the answer to this is the attachment that the subtle body, the attachment that the spirit soul has, you know, with the gross body. So throughout one's life, from time immemorial, we have been doing this. Now we have become masters in this. To believe that I am the body, I am not spirit soul. This is very, very clear now. So someone was telling, some senior devotee was telling that now when we are young, we speak, we are not the body, we are spirit soul. But when we become old, it will confirm that we are this body and not spirit soul. When that pain will come and when the person will go through so much of pain, then you know, we are the body, we are not spirit soul. So the attachment that is built throughout the life, you know, with this body, makes the person believe that he is the body. And anything happens to the body, he feels that it is happening to him. And by that, there is so much of pain that the person goes through. Now, what is this pain of death? Now, we have been hearing that 40,000 scorpions, 60,000 scorpions biting at one time, that is the pain of death. So, what is this pain all about? Sometimes people say that that person died very peacefully. Now, this question, peacefully is a question. You know, how did he die peacefully? Because death cannot be peaceful. Because death is happening on the subtle platform. It is not happening on the gross platform. So people cannot see what is happening, what the person is going through. So when the death takes place, when the person leaves the body, what is happening basically? I'm sure everyone might have experienced either losing the mobile phone or losing a wallet or losing something which is dear to heart. So at that time, there is so much of pain that is there in the heart when that is taken away. So death is that incident that happens in everyone's life, which is going to happen for sure in everyone's life. As Achyut Prabhu was nicely telling in one of the sessions that we don't say as sure as old age. We say as sure as death because we can die anytime. Now, that was a very nice point. So that's very true. So when we lose something, we feel so much of pain. Now at the time of death, death is the time when we have to lose everything. Everything, including this body. We full life have been thinking that this body is mine. And people connected to this body are mine. Things connected to this body are mine, and everything at one shot is lost. So the pain that the person goes through at that time is this pain of the attachment that he has, and then he's pulled out from that attachment. And this pain he goes through, a very, very terrible pain. So the 60,000 or 40,000 scorpions biting at one time is all about this pain that the person goes through, separating from his attachment or getting detached from whatever he is attached to throughout his life. A very nice analogy that was given to, I remember this very clearly, a long time back I had heard, this is about the ant carrying a big leaf. The ant carries a big leaf and then it is thinking that I'll enjoy this very nicely when I go back to my residence. And the ant is carrying the big leaf with lots and lots of endeavor. Lots of stones are there in between. So it is crossing those stones as if it is crossing the mountains, trekking and then crossing. That's what the ant was doing. Then there was some water lying. So the ant was swimming in that lake or river. For him, it was lake or river. And then some clothes were lying. It was almost like valleys and mountains, those were there. It was crossing with lots of efforts. And finally, it reaches its dark hole. And now the plan was to take the leaf inside and sit and enjoy nicely. But the problem now is the hole is very small and the leaf is big. It is trying its best to pull the leaf inside, but it is not happening. How much? It's trying and trying and trying, it's not happening. And since it is not a human being, it did not understand that it can sit outside also and eat. So it is pulling, pulling and pulling. So it couldn't do that. And finally, you know what happened? The leaf was left outside and the ant went inside. So very nice moral is there. This is what every human being does throughout the life. He is carrying a big leaf of attachments. So many things are there, so many people, so many things, and so many impressions on the mind. All that he is carrying, it's a big leaf. But the problem is, the hole through which he is going to pass is very, very small. And logically also speaking, we can say 1/10,000 tip of the hair maybe. The hole is very small. The dark hole basically represents death. And when that happens, a person cannot take anything with him. He has to leave everything outside and then he has to enter. But that is the pain that the person goes through. He has to leave all that. That is the pain that the person goes through. So this point somehow has to be meditated upon, that throughout my life, what attachments am I cultivating? Are those spiritual attachments or are those material attachments? And one more thing is there, material attachments in the disguise of spirituality. So like this, we have to always meditate on what am I getting attached to, what sort of attachment am I cultivating, because at the time of death, all our bhakti will be tested. How nicely we have done bhakti, everything will be tested at the time of death. And at the time of death, this one point will be tested, that what are we attached to. There's so many things that we might get attached to in our day-to-day life, especially as renunciants. We don't have much to get attached to, but then all glories to illusory potency of the Lord. She is very much successful in making us attached to small, small things also that we have, you know, starting from our coping to whatever is there. So this point is very important, you know, to somehow introspect that what am I getting attached to in my day-to-day life. And also, you know, for us, you know, we have only devotees in our life. You know, we don't have anyone else as such. Because we keep speaking that give up the material association, always be in the association of devotees. So we also follow. So we are in devotee association, but then what happens with time is we start getting attached to devotees, but then not sure if that attachment is spiritual. On which platform are we getting attached to? And especially when we get attached to subordinates, now that's a very, very big question. Are we really getting attached on a spiritual platform or on the material platform? One attachment is enough to make us stay back in this material world successfully. One attachment is enough. There is no need of many, many attachments in this world. One attachment is enough. And successfully we will again be here in this material world. So like this, we had a lot of success in so many lifetimes. Again, one more success will be there, where again we'll stay back in this material world forever again. So this attachment thing, you know, has to be looked upon with a great care. What am I getting attached to? And whatever attachment is there, if we can pray to Sri Guru and Gauranga that please help me to get rid of the attachments, so and so attachment that is there. They know very well. They are masters, you know, in making people detached. They will make sure that we'll get detached. But this prayer is important. Firstly, we have to analyze if you are really attached to. If you are not attached to anything, no problem. But if you are attached to something, then we can tell the Lord that this is what is the attachment that I have. Now, please help me. Please help me to get detached from this particular thing. Sometimes it feels very bad that we have given up the attachment, not to the family, the most lovable parents, siblings, or whatever. And then we have come here, and unfortunately, if we get attached here, then we'll miss the bus. I should say miss the train, Goloka Express. So that will be a big problem. So if we are really attached, and if we get to know that we are attached, then it's our duty to go and tell the Lord, this is what I'm attached to, please help me to get rid of it. Because Lord is very merciful. He wants to fulfill our desire. He has been doing that from many, many lifetimes. He has been fulfilling all the material desires. Now when we are asking Him that, please help me to get detached from the material desires, why will He not help? So praying exclusively for these things will make a lot of sense and will also help us to progress. First thing that will happen when we pray is this impression will become strong that yes, I'm attached to this particular thing. Sometimes we are in our own Paramhamsa Bhava where I'm not attached to anything. But when we self-introspect, you know, then when we tell the Lord that this is what I'm attached to, this is the problem that I have. You know, many times devotees say, right, that go and tell the Lord that, you know, how fallen you are. So I was meditating on why should I go and tell? You know, Lord knows everything, how fallen I am. But the point is, when we go and tell the Lord, obviously Lord knows everything, but then more important than Lord knowing, we will get to know how fallen we are. And that is more important. Because finally, you know, that's what will, you know, bring us humility. So when we understand that, yes, you know, this is how I am fallen, then automatically we'll get that humility. One devotee was asking, Prabhuji, how to understand that, you know, we are fallen? So I was thinking, very nice question. So the fact that we don't have any attachment to Krishna, taste in bhakti, that itself shows, you know, that how fallen I am. This fact is enough, you know, to understand. The fact that I'm attached to this material world, the fact that I have desires for sense gratification, this is enough to understand how fallen I am. So there is no need of any other thing, or even to think about past sins and all is also not needed. If just we understand this, that I have no attachment to Krishna, no taste in bhakti, and so much of desires for sense gratification, that is enough to understand how fallen I am. Because a person who comes to bhakti, understands all the philosophy, associates with nice devotees, getting all the opportunities, still he is not practicing very nicely, and still he has attached to, you know, attachment to all the material things, and no strong attachment to Krishna. That itself shows that how fallen, you know, the person is. So this point of whom to get attached to, this is very important to meditate on. There are only two people in our life whom we can get attached to. That is Guru and Krishna. There is no one else apart from this. Why Guru and Krishna? Because they are the ones who are eligible to take us back home back to Godhead. They are qualified enough to take us back home back to Godhead. Apart from them, now who can actually save us? It's only Guru and Krishna. Lochan Das Thakur, he's lamenting. He's singing this and he's lamenting. He's saying, Samsare majhiya, rohili poriya, se padaina hi lo asha. Apana karama bhunjai samana, kaho e lochana dasa. Very, very painful verse this is, where Lochan Das Thakur is saying that I have fallen into this material world and look at my fallen state. I have not got attached to your lotus feet. Oh Nitai Gaur Chandra. He's begging and praying. But then he's saying that, Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gaur Chandra. Even after hearing the glories of Nitai Gaur Chandra, I'm not getting attached to you, O Lord. A very nice verse in this particular, a very nice stanza in this particular song, where he says, Pashupakhi jure, Pashana vidhare, Suni janra guna gatha. So he's saying that Pashu and Pakshi, they are crying, Pashu and Pakshi are crying, stones are melting, hearing the glories of Shishnitai Gaura Chandra, and look at my fallen state. No, I have not got any attachment to your lotus feet. Oh Lord, look at my fallen state. And now what is my destination? My destination is I'll be punished by Yamaraj. This is what is the story of every soul. Because life is meant to get attached to Guru and Krishna, but unfortunately, this attachment doesn't come. In Guru Puja also we sing. Shri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttama Gati Je Prasade Pure Sarva Asha. What is the highest position that a person can have? Uttama Gati. What is the highest Gati that a person can have? There is only one thing, that is Shri Guru Charane Rati. That is strong attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And Narottam Das Thakur is telling this to Loknath Goswami that this is what is the highest position. Why? Because if I get attached to your lotus feet, O Gurudev, if I get attached to your lotus feet, all the desires that I have, obviously spiritual desires, all those desires will get fulfilled. So this attachment to Guru's lotus feet, attachment to Gauranga's lotus feet, attachment to Krishna's lotus feet, this is what is needed in life and this is what we need to cultivate throughout our life. There is nothing apart from this that we need to cultivate. But unfortunately, apart from this, illusory potency of the Lord is very much successful to make us get attached to various things, various people, lotus feet of various people on this planet. This is the most unfortunate situation. But only these lotus feet of these two personalities, if we get attached to, the highest destination is confirmed for us. The ticket to back home is confirmed for us. So the endeavor is, how can I get attached to the lotus feet of the lordships, to the lotus feet of spiritual master? This endeavor is very, very important. Where the person begs and prays to the Lord and develops that love for the Lord, for Guru. And by that, slowly and steadily, with the mercy of the lordships, with the mercy of Guru, he might develop that strong attachment to the lotus feet. And this is what will save a living entity at the time of death. As Kulashekhar Alwar, he's quoting this very beautiful verse. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Advaiva Me Vishatav Manasa Raja Hamsaha Prana Prayana Samaye Kafapata Pittaha Kanthavarodhana Vidhau Smaranam Kutaste. Again, a very, very painful verse for sadhakas, where he's saying that at the time of death, what is going to happen to me, O Lord? Do you know? Kapha, Vata, and Pitta are going to choke all the gates which are there, all the holes which are there in my body, especially. I'll be choked by these three, Kapha, Vata, Pitta. And at that time, he's making the statement that kanthavarodhana vidhau smaranam kutaste. How can I remember you, Lord? How is it possible to remember you? How is it possible to remember you? So he's making a statement that you take me now itself. Now I'm healthy. I'm chanting your holy names. I'm sitting in Bhagavatam class. Take me now itself. This is the right time. This desire of a sadhaka is very nice. He is not interested to live life and enjoy life. He's more interested to go back home, back to Godhead and serve the Lord for his pleasure. So his desire is very clear that at the time of death, I don't know what is going to happen to me. Because throughout our life, there are so many impressions which are there in this mind. Don't know what impression will come out at the time of death. Which impression from past will come out? We don't know. And in that painful situation, the pain of getting rid of the attachments that we have, in that pain, what is the guarantee that we'll remember Krishna? It's a big question mark. You know, what will happen at that time? No one knows what will happen at that time. But still, again, all glories to illusory potency of the Lord Maya Shakti. She is so successful to make us completely believe that no worries, you will remember Krishna, don't worry, your bhakti is very nice. You're the one. You're the one, Paramhamsa, no, next level. So, you'll remember, don't worry. But the point is that only those people will be able to remember Krishna who have got complete dependence on Krishna, complete attachment to Krishna. Otherwise, how is it possible? How is it possible? Because when the person is in too much of pain, that name will come in the mouth to whom he's actually attached to. Now also, when people fall, something happens to them, what do they chant? What do they call? They'll call, Mummy, Papa. Now, my mother was telling me, when my grandfather was towards the end of his life, he was saying, Ajji, 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 he was calling out for his grandmother. So, whatever is our attachment, that holy names will come in our mouth at that time. This is for sure, no doubt about that. No. So, I guess this is Prabhupada or Saraswati Thakur, you know, who says, that parrot will chant Hare Krishna, will keep chanting, but then you hold the throat, that this will come. That's a fact. When the death is going to choke our throat, at that time, what will come from our mouth? This will be decided by what are we doing currently now at this point of time throughout our life. So somehow developing that attachment to Krishna's lotus feet, developing attachment to Guru's lotus feet, developing dependence on their lordships at every moment, this is what is very, very important. Because at times, somehow, again, by mind's trick, we feel, I can do it by myself. I can do it by myself. There's no problem. This shloka is very nice, which we chant while before starting the class. Mokam karoti vachalam pangum langhay tegirim. So what is my current position, O Gurudev? I'm like a mooka. I'm a dumb person. I cannot speak. But then by your mercy, even a dumb person can speak. Pangum langhay tegirim. So even a lame person can cross mountains by your mercy. That's what is my situation. So please help me. So remembering Krishna at the time of death is almost like a dumb person speaking and a lame person crossing the mountain. But by the mercy of Guru Gauranga Krishna, yes, anything is possible. Anything is possible. By their mercy, surely we'll be able to remember Krishna at the time of death. And if their mercy flows, then even before death, we'll attain Krishna. And very nicely help Srila Prabhupada in the mission to deliver many, many people back home, back to Godhead. By giving them prema. Because once we get prema, we can distribute prema. As of now, heart is hollow, still trying to give something. Whatever we have got, little from our superiors, we are just passing it on. But the real service that we'll be able to do to the entire society, and really we'll be able to deliver people, as of now, what are we doing? We are not delivering anyone. We shouldn't be in illusion that I'm delivering someone. We are just assisting people in their spiritual life, that's it. And since we are assisting, we don't have much power. At times, people just fall out of this path of bhakti. So, we are not able to do much at that time. And from our own eyes, we have seen so many people going out of bhakti, whom we have preached. So, we cannot do anything at that point of time. But if a person attains Krishna, he has got that prema, he can infuse that prema in the heart of the person. And then, in no time, that person will become a pure devotee by the association of a pure devotee. Right? So, to become a pure devotee, is actually a very big service to the entire parampara. Because by this, many, many people will get benefited. Many people will get benefited. Our few minutes of talk, in a contaminated state, what big thing, it will do? Maybe whatever we are convinced of, whatever conviction we have, maybe that conviction we can pass it to other people. But then if we have Krishna in our heart, we can actually pass Krishna directly to them. Now why beat around the bush? Directly you can pass Krishna. So this point that somehow if we can become pure devotee, okay, at the time of death it's very nice, you know, to attain Krishna, but before that if we can attain Krishna, actually that will be a great service to the entire mission of Srila Prabhupada. That will actually make a lot of sense, and lot of people will get benefited, you know, by that. Just by the presence of a pure devotee, the aura that is created, you know, by his presence, that itself creates so much of mood of devotion, mood of bhakti. So somehow, you know, if we can meditate on this and become more and more intense in our day-to-day practice of devotional service and attain Krishna before giving up this body, then we'll actually do a great service to the entire parampara. And surely the parampara will be very, very pleased. Very, very pleased. They'll be very happy. Because one soul going, Prabhupada writes in the preface of Bhagavad Gita that even if one person goes back home back to Godhead, we'll consider our mission to be successful. Because that's how difficult it is to go back home. That's how difficult. And also Prabhupada writes another purport saying, this body which is under the clutches of three modes of material nature, realizing one's swarupa in this body is very difficult. Very difficult, but not impossible, very difficult, he says. So that's actually a fact, because this body is all the time, this jadaindriya tahikal, all the time it will just keep us, you know, it will just pull us out of bhakti all the time in some or the other way. So to realize, you know, one's own constitutional position in being in this body is a very, very big thing. If someone can do that, you know, it's a great achievement and he can do a great service. So in this way, two options are there with us. Only two are there. Third one is not there for us as brahmacharis. One is attain Krishna before giving up the body, or attain Krishna at the time when we are giving up the last breath. These are the two options. We have to decide which one to choose and accordingly practice. So this I'd like to pause here. Any comments, questions?
Hari Hari. So it was a nice session. So I like this point of, if we get prema, then we can distribute. So it's a very great service that we can do to the people in general and to everyone. So it's one pointed focus where if we become pure devotees, so then that is beneficial for us, beneficial for everyone. So if we don't become pure devotees, it is not beneficial for us, and it is going to create problem for everyone. So that is something nice. And also this aspect of telling the Lord how fallen we are, it is not for the Lord to know, it is for us to know. So that's also a nice point. So many other points are there. So I just give it to this.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class, Prabhuji. So like lastly you concluded there is only two options. Either we realize Krishna and give Krishna to everyone, or else at the last breath try to remember Krishna and go back to Godhead. So, and in the class you nicely mentioned about the point, like the material attachment that is that makes us to stay back successfully in this material world, and the same thing, like, you know, the one attachment, that is the attachment to the Krishna, so that will make us to come out of this material world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. How to understand that I am fallen? The fact that I have no taste in bhakti is the proof that I am fallen. So this was a nice point. Also, despite all contaminations, somehow Maya helps us to believe that we have become completely purified. So we are acting in a very, very duplicit way. We are acting in a very contaminated way. But still, Maya makes us believe that you are someone really special. You need not do anything much. You can...
I get this realization when I think of doing something.
No,
Maya makes me realize that I'm
purified. Yeah. So, the material mind also plays these tricks. It has this sankalpa vikalpa tendency. Sometimes when it gets a nice treatment, again, gets beaten up by the pulp. So it decides I'll become a devotee. But immediately after 2 days, it falls in Maya and then thinks, I've already become a devotee. So let me just take it a little easy. And Nikatastha Maya Jhaputi Adhare. So immediately Maya will catch us and many, many years will pass before we realize that. That parrot example was nice. Actually, we will realize when we are doing tan at the time of death that yes, I have not become a devotee. I have a question. You mentioned the point that when devotees leave Krishna consciousness, there is nothing much which we can do because we are not in a purified state of existence. We cannot actually deliver anybody. This is just for my better understanding. Even in times of Srila Prabhupada, people were leaving the movement. So how to understand this, that? What should be my mood when I am dealing with such people? In the ISKCON terminology, this is called blooping. Bloop. So when somebody leaves the movement, it's called blooping. So how to understand this and what can I do when somebody bloops? Even in times of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sannyasis blooped. In times of Srila Prabhupada, many people blooped. And now also people are blooping. So what is the best way of course of action apart from praying for them? That's the question.
I'll just repeat what I'd heard in your class. So you had told that when I was giving a session on Krishna never cheats, you said Prabhupada never cheats. And you had told that pastime where a person left the movement and he was there on the deathbed where his wife was asking him that, can you please tell something of your association with Srila Prabhupada? And when he started speaking that, Prabhupada actually appeared in front of him. So many people left the movement, but a pure devotee has the power, you know, to deliver them, you know, even when they are not there in bhakti. So we see this. This is not one example. There are so many examples, you know, which we know where devotees have left ISKCON. They have left bhakti and Prabhupada, but still, because a pure devotee, a sadhu, he gets pleased very soon, very easily. Little service done to a sadhu, that sadhu will never forget. It is said that if someone can stay at the lotus feet of Guru till the last breath, the Guru will be just pleased like that. Oh, chalo, he was in bhakti, let me give him a swarupa. Chalo, take, go, die. So, a sadhu is so merciful, that little service done to him will remember that. And with that, you know, at the time of death, even if the person remembers or does not remember, he will come in front, make him remember Krishna and take him back home, back to God. That's what a pure devotee can do, because that they have that power to do this. But when it comes to us, you know, what max can we do? We are busy in our own sadhana, we are busy in our own preaching services, those are there. One person leaves from the crowd of 100, maybe for some times you might lament, but after that, what can we do at that time? It's very difficult. I still remember back in Bitspilani when I was preaching, and when people left, you know, chanting 16 rounds, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, all four they were doing very successfully. But somehow in 6 months of preaching, they gave up all that, took up 16 rounds. It was such nice environment, you know, in my hostel room, where Nitai Gaurasundar were there, and then we, 10 people, we used to come and chant this Guru Ashtakam in the morning, Sandhya Aarti, every day, morning and evening, we'll come together and we'll do all this. And after coming to Bangalore, bloop. That's what happened. Bloop. I tried my best, I called them up, I did so many things. Patani, what happened? Out. Completely out, and none of them are chanting even one round. Another boy whom I know, we were there in the college itself at that time, he was a stalwart preacher. Even before I came to that place, he was the one who was leading and he was preaching. And I think he was in fourth year or fifth year of his bachelor's. And then I came and then we started preaching together and all that. Something happened with him, something happened, don't know what, it was a big mystery for us, we couldn't understand. And then he just stopped completely. He stopped talking to his counselor there, Brahmachari. And he stopped completely. And in the college itself, he gave up bhakti. Strongly, he told also, I'm not chanting, I'll not chant. And he started, it was Goa. He started going to beach with his friends and all that he started doing. So we couldn't understand what happened. No one could do anything. he is there in Bangalore now. No one is able to do anything. Because finally, a Jivatma's desire, Paramatma is sanctioning. And only a pure devotee is the one who can go in between and do something, change that desire, or pull him or push him or do something and take him back home, back to Godhead. So that's what a pure devotee can do that. So somehow, when the person gets the mercy of a pure devotee, then the person can actually take to bhakti or remain in bhakti. Now, Prabhupada is very clear in the purport, he says this. Right? So what we can do is become pure devotees. This is what is my answer. And as you rightly said, we can pray for them. That is the max we can do. Because prayers will be on that spiritual platform which will help or which will appeal to Krishna. And also another point, whose class that was, we heard that Krishna hears the prayers only of pure devotees. I got a heart attack that I heard that. Only pure devotees. And we'll keep begging to the Lord, and maybe if Lord hears our prayer, then He will inspire some pure devotee to go in their person's life. And so that's why I was meditating on this point that as a preacher, I am a sadhaka, I am a contaminated person. When I am preaching, I cannot do much. Whatever little I have got in my heart, maybe I can pass that particular thing. But then if I can connect that person to Srila Prabhupada, to Prabhupada disciples who are pure devotees, then they can do the rest. Now, but having this illusion that I will deliver this person, then he will not be delivered. He will successfully stay back in the material world. So this point which you were making at that time, I was thinking, that Maya Shakti, very nicely, she makes us believe that we are pure devotees. You know who are the agents of Maya? All our subordinates. Prabhuji, you are such a pure devotee. Your classes are so amazing. You directly speak from the heart. And then your heart is so clean. I'm feeling so nice that a pure devotee has come to my place. Today my house has become purified. Prabhuji, please have prasadam. Prabhuji, please take dakshina. And at that time, maybe a thought will come. Maybe they are true. You never know. So many people cannot be wrong. Hundreds of people saying that you are pure devotee. How can hundreds of people be wrong? So they are properly agents of Maya. They send Maya Shakti like, go glorify this person, pull him down. Too much acting is doing sitting on Vyasasana, pull him down. So this glorification of subordinates, we have to take care very much, because they are the ones, naturally, obviously, they speak what they feel from the heart, because they are innocent. And they glorify for their own purification. But then if we hear that glorification, we'll get contaminated. They'll get purified, but we'll get contaminated. Maybe they'll go back home and we will stay back in this material world. So yes, so you have to be aware of people around. Hope, bro, that helps.
So this one point nicely made, that citation of pastime also, it is amazing that how Prabhupada came and saved. And lastly you made that our job is to connect people to Prabhupada and Prabhupada disciples. So recently in the Founder Acharya series, I was just hearing, Prabhuji was mentioning that immediately after Prabhupada left, the preaching took on in such a way that everybody started centering preaching around themselves, and many people fell also. Some people able to carry on, some people not able to carry on. So the ideal way to preach is founder acharya centric, so which we can see in the mature paramparas like Sri Parampara and Madhva Parampara and other paramparas, where we can see that the founder acharya, very very powerful personality who comes. So when we connect people to them, so then they can deliver. And I heard pastimes where Prabhupada, even now, he does that. Like one who is properly connected to Prabhupada. So then it is great that the spiritual master can come and save. So I was just hearing Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja lecture, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Vyasa Puja lecture given by Prabhupada. So he was telling that pure devotee is never dead and gone. Even for that matter, living entity is never dead and gone. So pure devotee is even more. So he is never dead and gone. So all this preaching now it is happening, it's all because of the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he's this one. So you can also imagine how Prabhupada, by connecting people to Prabhupada, Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's classes, so we are actually doing a great service to them. And if they become attached to it, that's it. Their life is successful. So Prabhupada is somehow or other going to take him back. And in another, this one, about Prabhupada's god brothers, somebody was telling something. Prabhupada also many times used to criticize, and also somebody was telling something. So then I think he told, see, this is not for you. I am his god brother. Like, no, I can speak, you cannot. So whatever, how much ever he is fallen, my Guru Maharaj is very powerful. No, he will take him back to Godhead. So no, you don't have right to speak about him. So like that, that was also very nice, this one. So, and the aspect of the very reason that Prabhupada allowed his murti to be present and worshipped every day and things like that, is basically he knows what he is, what is his role is, and he wants, like, this is the proper sampradaya also, that we are not just simply doing a ritual of offering worship to him and like having his murti. It is our duty to get attached to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is ready, and he's willing to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls, and that is why he has made himself available. And his vani, he has made himself available, and by his vapu also, like, he has made himself available. So it's a very, very nice point to meditate upon. So I was hearing in that Pondracharya series, and now it became like this answer had made it much more clearer, that particular aspect. And another one, I just wanted to add a little bit. So attachment to Guru and Krishna. So this actually, in fact, it includes everything. So just to highlight a little more on that aspect, so once one thing happened, one of my god brother, like senior god brother, like somewhere in north, so like it had happened that anything that others would say, so I will only follow if my spiritual master is told. So then Guru Maharaj once called, and then he told, see, like, if you are serving the Vaishnavas nicely, if they are pleased, then you can understand I am pleased. So it is not that, like, you will only hear from me and not others. So then that is not very good. So like that also was this one. So pleasing Guru and Krishna is ultimate, and Guru will become pleased when the Vaishnavas are pleased, when the sadhus are served. There is a nice bhajan is also there on this line. I'm not able to remember that. So when the Guru sees that the disciple is nicely engaged in the service of the Vaishnavas, so then he feels very happy that he is properly situated, and then he gives his mercy. So these two lines are split.
Yeah, actually I was also thinking the same point. For a preacher, it is important to remember that mercy is coming through him, not from him. And as long as the preacher is able to remember this, that mercy is coming through him and not from him, he'll be able to take shelter of Lord Nityananda. And as per Srila Prabhupada, he can be as powerful as Lord Nityananda also. Because he's always cognizant that I'm just an instrument. One may say that I am not pure. But if somebody is having this humility, that okay, I am completely fallen. However, my Guru Maharaj is very pure. And let me connect the people to spiritual master, the mood of the spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada. And that is a very, very strong asset. In that way, I've heard that Krishna consciousness is on a very, very absolute platform. So when we work for Krishna, there is no question of sadness or distress also. So it's a kind of a mixed state of existence when we see that a person who is being preached, whom we have been successfully been able to connect to Srila Prabhupada, cognizant of the fact that I am not pure, but Srila Prabhupada is actually responsible for them. And if we see them going, then it's kind of a mixed feeling. First feeling is that, anyway, Srila Prabhupada is responsible. And second feeling is that, yes, let me pray for him to Srila Prabhupada. So it's kind of absolute Achinta Bheda Veda platform, where we don't have much responsibility also, but we have to take the pain of praying for them also, because we are the ones who are dealing with them. So I, at least, I'm not a pure devotee. I don't know if I'll become a pure devotee. But I find this meditation very helpful, that the mercy is not coming from me but through me. I may not be pure, but the Guru Parampara is pure, and I will borrow some purity from them by repeating what they are saying. And it's up to the Guru Parampara whether they make me pure or not. So in this way, I try to hand over everything. So in this way, I live peacefully to some degree when I see all my students going away. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So in the starting of the class, you mentioned this point of attachment. So this is very subtle thing. So it has to be meditated about on every day, that to what I'm getting attached to. Another attachment. In the name of spirituality, we are getting, in a material platform, we are getting attached. So that has to be meditated. And the only attachment should be Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna. The final point, that there are only two options: remembering Krishna at the time of death or attending him before. So attending him before, it's very good. You can do a great service to the mission, and it will be more pleasing to all the acharyas. As Prabhupada said in that preface, even if one pure devotee is made, it's a successful. If one can become like that, it's a success of Prabhupada. And connecting those people who are around us, and we are preaching, connecting them to a pure devotee, that can be the success of a preacher. Then pure devotee will take the charge. Hare Krishna.
As Chandra was mentioning that it is the success of Prabhupada, I remembered one more point. When Krishna would do some pastime and his friends would be around, his friends would praise him like anything. In the Kamsa's arena, when Krishna was fighting with Chanur, Mushtik and others, Balram was taking the tusk of the elephant and killing the brothers of Kamsa, and everybody was dead, the friends of Krishna came from the arena and they congratulated Krishna, and Krishna became very happy. Immediately he became very happy and he was really relishing the whole situation. So Krishna likes when devotees say, yes, very nice, you're glorious, and in this way he relishes that rasa with his friends and his devotees. So the pure devotees or the personal associates of Krishna are teaching us that for everything, all glorification belongs to Krishna only. So similarly, when we see somebody becoming successful in devotional service, in the same mood we should run to Srila Prabhupada and congratulate Srila Prabhupada actually. That just see Srila Prabhupada, you are so glorious, you've done this, you've done that. And that will actually make us realize the true glory of Srila Prabhupada. So these two points I could correlate.
The point what I liked is, throughout the life, what attachment I am cultivating. If anyone can meditate upon this point, it's sufficient.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. You were telling that, so we should always attach with Guru and Krishna. That point, I have one question from that. We used to attach with devotee. You were telling we should always only attach with either Guru and Krishna only, not even others. So how to understand? Because without associating with another devotee, it's sure that I am not on that platform. I can do anything. So if you are connecting with any devotee, brahmachari or any family, grihastha, so while we are connecting, when we are associating, I should not attach, I should not attach. So you cannot connect them properly. When you are connecting with them by heart, that's okay. We are hearing them. Attachment comes automatically. So how to detach those things?
Detach
So we shouldn't get detached from devotees, and devotees are the ones who will actually save us. The point is that when we are an association of devotees, the matured devotees who are there, they'll help us to get attached to Guru and Krishna. Yes. But then we are always indebted to them. And the attachment that is there, when it is there on the spiritual platform, that is always very nice. The problem comes when the attachment goes to material platform. And as soon as little bit wrong something happens, we will be the same person who are glorifying, we will be the same person who will start chastising or blaspheming those persons, those so-called, you know, devotees, so-called pure devotees according to us. Yes. So it's very important that we at least, okay, this particular thing was not for neophyte devotees. This is for the devotees who are, you know, there practicing for some good years in Krishna consciousness, to understand that attachment on the spiritual platform is very nice. If it is on the material platform, our anarthas will come out, you know, when the situation goes bad, you know, with that particular devotee. So attachment to devotees is very nice. You know? If we are attached to seeing their mood, that how nice this devotee is, you know, how wonderful his mood of this intensity of bhakti is. When will I get, you know, such intensity? When will I get such service mood? So wonderful this is. So if you are attached to these aspects, then suppose at the time of death, we'll remember that, how intense the person was, or how intense the mood was. Or else we'll remember how nicely Prabhuji was dressing, how nicely Mataji was dressing. His style of sitting is very nice. His style of walking is very nice. So we have to see on what platform are we attached to. Initially, when it comes to new devotees, they're attached to all this. That, very nice, Prabhuji, he dresses very nicely. His dhoti pleats are, you know, so nice, perfect. His tilak is so perfect. And his head is so bald and shining. And when it comes to other grihastha devotees, that Prabhuji's, the color of kurta that he chooses is so amazing, I tell you. You know, so if we are on that platform, then, you know, what will happen? Nothing will happen. And if you die with that consciousness, so that is surely a material consciousness. Nothing is spiritual in that. But if with time, you know, when we, and obviously with time this happens also. Initially, this is the platform of glorification. But with time, the person starts glorifying on a different platform where he sees that how nicely Prabhuji has got taste for chanting the holy names. Oh, his mood of service is so nice, where he's ready to render service to anyone and everyone. Oh, his dedication to Sri Guru is so nice. His Guru Nishtha is so intense. So we start glorifying on that platform. And that is the proper attachment, you know, that we will have. And that attachment is beneficial also, where we will start getting those qualities, those wonderful qualities of that devotee. Or else, you know, we'll start getting the lower qualities, you know, that we were discussing. Maybe I should also go and buy this kurta that he was wearing. So attachment to devotees is very nice, but we have to see which platform we are attached to. And there's no question of detachment from devotees. If we get detached, then we'll get detached from bhakti. Yes. And looking at them slowly and steadily, they will be the ones who will actually get make us closer to Krishna, push us closer to Krishna. Right? Prabhupada says our movement is called as pushing movement. Every devotee pushes every other devotee towards Krishna. And he gives the example of Srimati Radharani, where, you know, any new gopi comes, Srimati Radharani pushes that new gopi, you know, towards Krishna, that you go and serve, you do nice service. So that is why I will see the pushing movement, where every devotee will push, you know, another devotee closer to Krishna. Because finally, attachment to Krishna is very, very important. And this will happen, you know, in the association of very nice, fired up, mature devotees. They will make sure that their subordinates are attached to Krishna. And they'll make sure that more than the attachment to them, they're attached to Krishna. So this is what is their service. And we see that so many wonderful devotees, they speak about it, they do it. And they'll make sure that the person is attached to Guru and Krishna. So like that. So we need not worry much about this, that now is the point I'll get detached from this family, detached from this brahmachari. We have to just be in the association and observe their mood of devotional service and be attached on that platform. That will be very beneficial.
So we should understand that they are working as a tool to attach with Krishna.
Yeah, everyone is an instrument in the devotional service to get attached to Krishna. Everyone. You see, finally, when we look at a devotee, whom do we remember? We remember Krishna. Why this Urdhva Pundra Tilak, you know, we put and we say that when we see this, we get the benefit of taking darshan of lotus feet. Whenever we see a devotee is a representative of Krishna, as soon as we look at him, you know, we should remember Krishna. If we are properly attached, then we'll remember Krishna. Or else we'll remember something else. So that's the reason, you know, whenever we have devotees around, so when we look at them, automatically we feel like doing devotional service. When many times people say that chanting becomes very easy in association of devotees. Why? Because we see so many people are there and they're practicing very nicely. And that person will be reminded of Krishna. Automatically, Hare Krishna comes from the mouth as soon as we see a devotee. So we remember Krishna. So yes, devotees are meant, you know, they are instruments to make us get attached to Krishna. That's what is there. But detachment, there is no question of detachment. Even if suppose there is no association of devotees and say there is some devotee, say dicey devotee, still you should be there with the devotee. At least you will become that devotee, at least, dicey. And after some time, by Lord's mercy, you will get some fired up association. So getting detached is nowhere spoken. Hare Krishna.
Practical aspect, I was just thinking, like a drunkard, his only attachment is to the liquor, but he has got his friends who are also drunkards. And also another definition of Madhyam Adhikari, we see that Ishware Tadidineshu Balisheshu Dushat Sucha Prema Maitri Kripa Peksha Yekaroti Matsa Madhyama. So like we have Prema towards Ishwara, and for us Guru also, is on the platform of non-different from the Supreme Lord. And then like the other Vaishnavas, so they are like Maitri. We develop friendship. It doesn't matter that they are disciples of, or they are my God brothers or not. So Guru is one. So Guru Nishtha, like wherever it is there, intense attachment to the Lord, wherever it is there. So that will help us. We can develop nice friendship with them. And then in that way, that is good. And otherwise, like Rupa Goswami would have not told about the Preeti Lakshanam. The Acharya goes to the level of saying like how to get attached to the devotees. So he will not say that Preeti Lakshanam. So there is no question of detachment.
Hare Krishna ji. So many nice points that you've mentioned. Attachment that the subtle body has for the gross body is the cause of our pain we go through. So it's really important to exist on the spiritual platform. And the example of the ant carrying the leaf is a very nice explanation of why it's important not to have so many attachments in life. And so through that we understand that self-analysis is really important. We need to keep a check on what we get attached to in this process. And it may be a gross attachment or a subtle attachment, but whatever it is, we need to keep a check on it and make sure that it doesn't pose as an obstacle on this path. And that one single attachment is enough for us to successfully stay back in this world. So that's a very nice term that you've used there, successfully, because I've been successful like all these lifetimes. We must pray for detachment, pray to the Lord for detachment, pray to our Guru that we get detachment, because one of the opulences of the Lord is Vairagya. So, and I feel that the Lord would be very glad to give us that if we truly desire for it. Of all the opulences, I think Vairagya would be something that he would gladly give to us. So, and the last one is, you mentioned Guru and Krishna are the only two things that we must get attached to, because they are the only ones who can take us back home, back to Godhead. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.